The Gemara says in the Daf Gimel, started with the din that you may hold, you have to mechaven the pasuk rishon, and the Gemara says you have to be oimid ala bavacha, you have to be oimid kol parsha according to Rabbi Yechonam. It's only really in the machlokes tanoim, the Gemara before, till when is tzarich kavanah, the din amida, when you have to stop, it's only in the machlokes tanoim before, until where you have to be mechaven. So really, there are three shittas in the Gemara, you have to be mechaven only the pasuk rishon. If you have to be mechavan till all of the vach, or you have to be mechavan all parsha rishayna. So the din of amida is mitotalia in the din of where you're mechayv to be mechavan, because when you stop, that's when you could concentrate. So wherever is mechayv kavana, that you're mechayv to do by amida also. That's just another one. Then the Gemara brings that Rabbeinu HaKadosh used to say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and parshas, that was it. And then the Gemara says that the person said the parsha rishayna, the nanas bishina, he's yatsa, and told the Gemara is meisim. But the Ramachman only to say that to be Messiah himself to stay up for the parashat Rishon. Is in Rashba state that the reason why Rabbeinu HaKadosh only said the parashat Rishon is because only the parashat Rishon is Deraisa. And the din to be Master Kalmatari of the Kriyashma is only for what's Deraisa, without the Pasuk Rishon. Only the Pasuk Rishon is Deraisa, and the Mele was Master just to say the first Pasuk. The Rashba in Shuvis also is Mavur that he held that only the Pasuk Rishon in Kriyashma is Deraisa. Because the Shoyl asked of him over there that it says, the Rambam says, and the Mechaber passes that halacha, that if a person is Mesubik, if he said Kriyashma, he's Chayzah the Kayo Kriyashma in Birchayseho. So Kriyashma with the Brachas. So they asked the Rajbo that why should he say with the Brachas? The Brachas said the Rabbanon. Even if the Kriyashma itself is there, right, you have to say it, but the Brachas said the Rabbanon. So the Rajbo said that that's how they were Mesakin, that if you're not sure if you said it, then you have to say it again, you have to say it over Kitikuni. They were Mesakin, that when you say Kriyashma, you should say it over with all the brachas also, with all the Rabbanas also. And the Rajbo said the Raya, that that's true, is because even if you would say Kriyashma again without the brachas, the Chayra, only the Parashat Rishayim, only the Pasuk Rishayim is the Raisa. So this day, the Gemara is Mavur, that if you were Safik, if you said Kriyashma or not, you have to be Chayza V'Kayra, it's Mashiach, you have to be Chayza V'Kayra the whole Shema, so you see Minei Ubeda, you have to say with the Rabbanon when you're saying the Day Raisa, because Minatari only Chayiv in the Pasuk Rishon. So really, the Rashba again is Nichbal Dvar, that he holds that only the Pasuk Rishon of Shema is Minatari. Ramban in Rosh Hashanah is also Mavur that way. Ramban asks, in Tishal, given the mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, Kula Nami Liboyi Kavana, why is there only mitzvah Kavana on the first part of Kriyashma? If it's mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, you should need it on the whole thing. He says, Eina Shailash, Ikki Kriyashma, Pasuk Rishon. Ikki Kriyashma is the first Pasuk, Uba Yotze Yedei Chavasai, and he brings it, Amir Allah Hossam, Shma Yisrael, Hashem HaKashem HaKadzu, Kriyashma, so Rabbi Yudha Anasi. He also brings it right from this Gemara, and then he brings the next Gemara also, V'amrina Nami Hossam, Shma Yisrael, Hashem HaKin Hashem HaKad, V'nenas Yotze. So he brings the Rashi, brings the Raya from Rabbeinu HaKadosh that he just said the Pasuk Rishon, and the Ramban brings also the Raya from the next Gemara that they said that if a person is Kara Kriyashma, Venenas Bashina, he's Yaitse. So Chayyav two Gemara said after Shema, you're ready Yaitse Dei Chavasoi, that the Pasuk Rishon is Dei Raisa. The Tur brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Yehuda HaChassid, that he said that when he used to say in Karbonis, he'd say, Ashenu Shonu Mashkim, Maribim Batatis, Maribim Pamayim Be'ahava, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that Yehuda Chassid was machmir to say Baruch Shem Feid Malchusei La'ilom Vaed after he said Shema, because he was afraid that when they say the Piyutim, they're going to miss Man Kriyashma. So when he said Shema in Karbonis, before Karbonis, he said it was Mechavin to be Yaitse Mitzvah Kriyashma, and like that, he was Yaitse. She was masber that why does Baruch Shem Kavei Malchusei La'ilom Vaed, that's not the Deraisa, why was he machmir to say? He said because Shema Yisrael, that's a Maseder of the Tefillah that they were Mesakin. In order to show that he's doing it, in order to be Mekabel Malchus Shemayim for the Mitzvah Kriyashma, he said Baruch Shem Kvei Malchus Eleilam Vaya. But upon him, is that in the Torah B'Shem Nisra Ben Yehuda HaChassid, that he also held that if you just say Shema Yisrael, he was afraid that he was Mitzvah Kriyashma, so he said Shema and Baruch Shem, and with that he was Yaitse. So you see that he was Yaitse, the Mitzvah Deraisa of Kriyashma, with just saying the Pasuk Rishon. So you see again in the Torah that he held like the Shittas HaRashba and Ramban. The Bechesu brings also the Shem the Ra'ah in the Seder Pekudah Salavian that he was Machmir that when he was going to make Shema with the Tzibur, he didn't say Shema Yisrael Hashem Hashem Echad before Karbanos. He just said, V'ayim v'amayim b'yahava Hashem Aleikeinu Hashem Echad, because he didn't want to be Yetzah with the Shema Yisrael before. He wanted to be Yetzah k'dikunoi and say it later on with the Brachas. So maybe you see in the Ra'ah also that had he said Shema Yisrael Hashem Hashem Echad, he would have been Yetzah. So you see from all these Rishayinim that they held that when you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Hashem Echad, you're Yetzah Mitzvah Kriyashma Dei Raisa.
Same as someone's Lieutenant Shabbos morning, you say Kriyashma before him, before Davin.
Right.
All the parashas. So be the same shah, do you say with the brachas of the yotza and this?
Is it better to say the way they're saying that it's better to say Meshuvah Takvim Zan Halacha also, that it's better if you're gonna make Zman Kriyah Shema to be Mechavan, not to be Yotza Shema, so that you could be saying it over with the brachas. Now on Shabbos morning, if you're gonna miss it, then you have to be Yotza. If you have a suffix, then maybe you can make a Tanai. If you're badly gonna miss it, then you should say the parashiyos before. The Meshuvah passes the Maisa Lahalacha, that if a person is saying it before, you should say all the parashiyos. Because the Ma'aseh, we're going to see that there are Shittas Rishonim that hold that both parashas are the Shema and Bahai is their Isa, and then Kriya Shema is their Isa on its own.
Even if the Rabbanus said.
Before the Zman, I don't know. So that I'm not sure about why for some reason Rishonim were Mevuah, that they were only Ma'aseh to say whatever the Chayiv Min HaTorah in order to be Isa, the Zman Kriya Shema.
But Kabbanus Rishma is also say that Tefillah?
It is say that Tefillah, yes.
Why did they have to have one out to be Yitzu? That Shita that didn't want to say it.
Why did they have to have Kavon?
No, why he can have Kavon, but he doesn't want to be Yitzu.
Right. Oh, why did they all not do that?
Right.
No, Nechanan, he could have done that. He just made it in Yitzu, he doesn't say it.
Say that Tefillah, yeah.
Right.
Say that Tefillah, same as the Brachas?
If what?
Say that Tefillah, same as the Brachas?
No.
They're all there.
No.
You see, remember the Chassid, I like Shema and Baruch Shem, right?
And Baruch Shem, right. So you see that he held that only that's enough to be able to the mitzvah kriyush madereis.
Right, and Jerome said that's what he did.
Right.
Really, we'll tell you about that. Missed his man, no?
He was worried that he didn't miss his man, yeah.
He didn't say all the parshas.
Right. Yeah, because that's his sheet is Rishayim, but there are Rishayim that are chaylik. So what you want to know, what we should do the mitzvah, we should be chaylik for the other Rishayim also. Rabbi Yehuda is mechiyach. The Gemara says that the umnim are kriyush kriyush madereis ha'ilon. They say kriyush madereis ha'ilon. The Gemara brings a stira and writes whether or not they have to stop from their work when they're saying Shema. And the Maran says, "Kam b'parsha Rishayin, kam b'parsha Shnit." So Ben Yehuda learns, based on the Rif Savon and that Gemara, that the parsha Rishayin is their Eisa, and that's why you have to be, now you have to stop, and you shouldn't be mezalvel in the parsha Rishayin. The Ben Yehuda says over there, because the Shita is that the whole parsha Rishayin is their Eisa. Now the Ma'aser, the Ben Yehuda's Mazgur, we find that Rabbeinu HaKodesh said, "Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad." So up there, that the Meir Rabbi said that when it wasn't only Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Shema Echad, that he said the whole parasha Rishayim. So the first raya that Rishayim are bringing, that only the pasuk Rishayim is their raya, because that's what Rabbi said, then it's matcha that it's not all he said. He said the whole parasha. Again, it's not the parasha second Mar. The Mar says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Zuhi Kriya Shema Shor Yudah Anasi. It's not like that's all it was. The Mar says Ben Yehuda is matcha, and he said that he said the whole parasha Rishayim. Samastama that Rabbi Yashin and the Oris asked that how could Rav have missed that. The Gemara said that Rav told Rav Chiyah that Rebbe's not saying Kriya Shema. So Bishlam, if it was one pasuk, so it could be he missed it, that when he was married, Yadur Valeinu, he didn't have that he's saying Shema. But he said the whole parasha of Yishayim, how did he miss it?
It was every day, no?
It was every day, yeah.
So every day you don't have what's going on. The Talmidim don't have what's.
If it was just the first pasuk, so then you could be Malir at any point in time. He has a whole window of time that he could have said it. So at any time he could have said it. But he stopped to say the whole parasha, and they should have noticed. But upon him, the raya from Rebbe, the Ben Yehuda says it's not a raya because the Rebbe Lamaisa said the whole parasha Rishayim. But the shayla, that's good from the first gemara. But what he did the next gemara, the Rabban brought a raya from the next gemara that a person was called a parasha Rishayim. He said Shema Yisrael, and then he was known as Beshina, his Yotza. The chayyur, the whole parasha Rishayim is their raya. So how are you Yotza? The Rabban's raya is still kaim. So Ben Yehuda himself and our sugya is mazur that the gemara, when the gemara says that he was known as Beshina, it doesn't mean that he fell totally asleep and he didn't say Shema anymore at all. Avada, he said Rest Shema also, but he said it in the oifen of Misnamnim. He was Misnamnim, he didn't say it with being totally awake. So he told the Talmidim that he should make sure, he told the Rav that he should make sure that he's awake for the Pasuk Rishon. About the Pasuk Rishon is Kabbalah Tol Machu Shemayim. So if he's Mekabbal Machu Shemayim, half asleep, he still felt in the Kabbalah Tol Machu Shemayim. So that he was maxed in, that he should be up completely. But for the rest of the parashas, Avada, the Gemara doesn't mean he was Nenas Beshina, and he didn't say anything more. Avada, he kept saying the rest of Shema. Also, in the Mela, that's not Yiddish. And as they state in the Rosh also, that it doesn't mean Nenas Beshina, doesn't mean that he was Nenas Beshina in Gantan, and he didn't say it. He just said it, Ba'ifin Misnam. Now, the Etzim Shitas of Ben Yehuda, that the Parsha of Yishayin is Deraisa, is also Pashas Shitas Rashi. Because Rashi says, the Gemara says in on the Beis, that the Gemara brings one of his nine Kriyishma is, and it says from the Tchilas HaLayla, with Shosh HaKanim, Nechnas HaLechol Bitchumasan. The Gemara said that they were like to daven early, and they said Kriyishma earlier. So Rashi was bothered that if they said Kriyishma earlier, how are they going to be Yetzir Mitzvah Kriyishma? If they're doing it before this man, how are they Yetzir Shema? So Rashi says that Lefika Hakeiru Kaidim Lechain Leyotzi Yedechei Basai. If you lay in before, it's your Masla Atzai Shmur Rishayin is Rashi. Rashi says, "Lachvikach, akeru kaidu machin lo yotzi yidei chayvasoi." Im kei lama kar neitzu beis haknesa. So why bechal did they say it in shul? He says, "Kedei lama b'tfilu metayr de beitayr." The Indian of saying kriyishma early, even though you're not yetzim into kriyishma, kedei lama b'tfilu metayr de beitayr. And then he says, "Lachvikach, chayvul alav lachreisim mishatechshach." Avad yimachuyim now to say it again, to be yetzim mitzvah kriyishma. Zok Rashi, "Bekriyas parasha rishona shodam kera al mitasei yotza." Bekriyas parasha rishona that he lays in bed at night when he says. Krishma alamita, he's yetzah mitzvah krishma. So Rashi doesn't say when he says the pasuk rishon al mitzvah, he's yetzah the mitzvah, he's a parasha rishon. But we're in Rashi that he also had the that the mitzvah krishma is not only the pasuk rishon, but the whole parasha. Now, that's the shita of the Rabbi Yehuda and Rashi. So we have the Ramban and the Rashba, the Tur, the Ra'ah, a whole tour, rishon, the whole of the pasuk rishon is deraisa, and now we have two shitas rishon, Rabbi Yehuda and Rashi parashas, that the parasha rishon is deraisa. Then we have the Piskei Rid. The Piskei Rid says that it's kind of Zayin that Rabbeinu HaKadosh holds that Krishma is Deiraisa. Because if he would have held Krishma is Deiraisa, then he should have been Kaira, both Parshias, on the Tzad of Krishma Deiraisa, we have to be Kaira, Saiva Hafta, and Saiva Hoya and Shemaya. Muzayin that Rabbeinu HaKadosh held like Shmuel, that Krishma is Deirabanan, and this that it says, B'shachbucho v'kumecha, which is the Chayra of the Mekar for the Chi of Krishma, that's the Divrei Torah Udassim, that we had last week, that the B'shachbucho was only going on Divrei Torah. And in Mele, there's no Chayvus Krishma Deiraisa, and that's why he didn't have to say it. But Avada, if you would have held Krishma Deiraisa, he would have had to say, side the Parashat Rishayna, and side the Parashat Shnei. So now we have a third Shita Rishayna over here, whether or not, what's Deiraisa? Most Rishonim hold that the Pasuk Rishon is their Isa, Rabbi Yehuda and Rashi hold that the Parash Rishon is their Isa, and the Piskei Rid says that if it will be their Isa, both Parashas will be their Isa, and he's Mazur, because if Krishma is their Isa, where's the Makar that Krishma is their Isa? Where is it said in the Torah? B'shach v'chav kumacha. Unless you're matcha b'shach v'chav b'divrei Torah d'chsiv, then b'shach v'chav kumacha is the mechayev. Tanya the Piskei Rid, it says b'shach v'chav kumacha in the Parash Rishon, it says b'shach v'chav kumacha in the Parash Shnei. So just like the B'shav Zemach in Parash Yishon is Mechayiv Yuban HaTeirah, who had in the Parash Yishon is Mechayiv Yuban HaTeirah, so you should be Mechayiv to say both Parash Yishon. So upon him, we have all Stodim are Be'etzim different Shittas Yishon. Now, in the Shittas HaRambam, the big Shaila how to learn. The Rambam says, Anfang Hilchus Kriyushma, he says, Pamayim B'chol Yom Kerim Kriyushma B'Beikru B'Erev. You have to say Kriyushma twice a day, B'Beikru B'Erev. Shenamar, U'Beshach B'chol V'Kumecha, Umahu Kaira, Gimel Parashis Ailu, Hein Shmave Mishamaya, Vayemer, you have to say, all Parashis. Mahu Kaira, Gimel Parashis. Is the Prichodosh in Simon Samach Zayin, is Medayak in the Ram, and the Ram installs the back that is a mitzvah Krishma, Shenemar Beshachvo Kumecha, Umahu Kaira, Gimel Parashis. It's only from the Ramam that the Hamzah, the Shachvo Kumecha, is Mechayiv, the Gimel Parashis, the two Parashis which are deraisa because of the Shachvo Kumecha. And then the last parasha, which is Vayemah, which is Chayav, is on its own because of the Chiyav of Yitzchias Mitzrayim. But upon him, the Pichadosh is Vadaik, that the Shittas and Rambam is, that both parashas are Deirais. Zog Bishagasariya, the Rambam is not Muchach. Why? He says, because the Etzim, it's Muchach, and the Rambam Malayim, that the Hemshech Rambam is not coming to tell you the halachas that you're Chayav Menatariya. Because the Rambam feels always that you have to say the parashas halaseder. He's mad, you have to say, you say Shema v'yom Shemayim. Makdim and Lukas Parsha Shema v'mnei sheish ba yichur Hashem. V'acharei v'yom Shemayim sheish ba tzivi al tzivi shakal amitzus. V'achat Parsha tzitzis. And then he says, "Kriyas gimel Parsha zel al seidu hi anikras kriyas Shema." These gimel al seidu kriyas Shema. So that seidu, that's clear in the Gemara that that's not ma'akiv minatayr. The seidu of the parashas of kriyas Shema is zichin al minatayr. So just like the Hamshach Rambam, where he said that the chiyuv to say al seidu is not a chelik of the drasha they learn from b'shach v'chav kumecha, so in the chiyuv of how many parashas is also not a chelik of the drasha which we're learning that yichayev. It's not muchach in Rambam anymore that both parashas are deraisa, because it could be just like Rambam firayt that the seder which is only derabon and who had any firayt. What is kriyishma that I'm about? Zog b'shagasaya that the Rambam is now going to have a whole parak on hilchos kriyishma. So with the kriyishma that I'm talking about are the gimel parashas, but it's not a hamshach of what yichayev minatayr. And Zok the Shagasai, and a riot that I'm right, that the Rambam does not hold that both of the parashas of the Deraisa, because in the Minyan of Mitzvahs, the Rambam doesn't count them as two separate mitzvahs. The Chayr, about the Yalfusa that Yechayiv in the parasha of the Yohavta, and the Yalfusa that Yechayiv in the parasha of Hayim Shemayah, is both on that from the puzzle of the Shach V'chav of Kumata that it says in each parasha. Look, the Shaga say that it's possible that each one is not ma'akev of the other. If a person is oyin, he's not going to be able to say vayu shemayet, and he'll just say vayu haftav, that will be yaitz of the enemy mitzvah of b'shachal chav kumecha. I mean, if he could only say vayu, it could be yaitz of that mitzvah. And if he says, well, he's chayu yaitz of two mitzvahs. If the Rambam would hold that both parashas are derayis, like the Pichadosh is saying, then the Rambam has to be main in the minyan mitzvah, say a mitzvah of vayu haftav b'shachal chav kumecha, and say the mitzvah of vayu shemayet, which is a mitzvah. So the Shaga say is mucher, that the Shittas Rambam is that you yaitz with. We only that in other words, the Rambam is not muchach that you're that both parashas are deraisa. Like the Pichadosh wants to be. I can add the Rambam, it's muchach now that both parashas are not deraisa, because if they would be, then the Rambam would be reminded as two separate mitzvahs.
Where is the Pichadosh one, the Rambam? Even the third parashah or
just the first two? Well, the Tabishach HaKumach is just the first two.
Right.
The third is that's for another reason.
So everyone holds
the Kirishma,
then
Stam
Yavachil
is
the time.
Right. Right, that's true.
That everyone holds it. It's the first.
Yeah, that everyone holds it. Right. Now the Pnei Yeshua also learns like the Shagasai that it's not Muchach and Ram that all the Parshas are Deraisa, but he doesn't have to say. The Shagasai says Memeila that Raman holds that only the Parsha Rishon is Deraisa. That's because the Shagasai himself holds like the Shita of the Menyena that the whole Parsha Rishon is Deraisa. The Pnei Yeshua says that the Raman could hold only the Pasuk Rishon is Deraisa, not the whole Parsha Rishon is Deraisa. In other words, the Raman, the Shagas Ayi was Mechiach, that later the Rambam, the second parashah is not there, the Hayyim Shema is not there, right? Because if it would be, the Rambam would be maimed as a separate mitzvah. But the first parashah is there, right? The Shagas Ayi holds. That's the Shita. If the Yeshua says the Rambam doesn't even hold that the first parashah is there, right? The Rambam holds like all the other Rishayim, then only the Pasuk Rishayim, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lakin Hashem Echad, is there, right? And a Raya, Zogte Pnei Yeshua, because the Rambam passes that if a person had a mind by the first parashah, and the rest by the first pasuk, and after that he was Kara Lahagiyah. The Rambam says, if you set the parashah Rishon, you yaitz afilu b'kari lahagiyah, chutz mipasuk Rishon, d'bo yi kavana. The Rambam says, let's say a person says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Hashem Echad with kavana. And then after that he was Kara Lahagiyah. And Rabbi Yehonim is mazit, that person with Kara Lahagiyah is like Mesasik. B'chol, Kama doesn't have a din kriya, he's not even mechavan to be Kara. Now, for Pikein, the Rambam is mavur that you're yaitz. If you hold that the parashah of your half is deraisa, how could be yaitz with being kara lahagia? So the Pnei Yeshua, so the Pichadosh says like the Rambam of both parashas are deraisa. The Shagasai is saying the parashah of Yishayin is deraisa, and the Pnei Yeshua is saying even the parashah of Yishayin can't be deraisa like the Rambam, because if the parashah of Yishayin is deraisa, then I should have to, how could I be kara lahagia and be yaitz also? So that Rav Shach says, I'll tell you the word. I don't understand it. Totally, maybe it's Dalam Sat, maybe them could be Mazur Abis Lebasa. Basically, the Yisoid of Rav Shach was that Kriyishma, the Etzem, all the parashas of the Raisa, but the Iker Kriyishma is the, when you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that's the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim that a person is doing. But a person has to say, what is he being Mekabal Malchus Shemayim? Is he Mekabal Ahavas Hashem, is he Mekabal the Mitzvah Hashem? The Hemshech of the Kriyishma is just a Hemshech to be Mazur what the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad was. So, Mele, if a person says Shema Yisrael, and then he doesn't say the rest of what he's been Mekabal Malchus Shemayim for, then the whole Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim in the Pasuk Rishon is missing. So you're not saying what you're being Mekabal when you're saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Malchus Shemayim Echad. It's felt from the whole Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim that you're saying in the Pasuk Rishon. So the Hemshech of the Pesukim is just a attempt to make that the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim of the Pasuk Rishon is the proper Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. So if a person says, the Rav Shach wants to be Yudaik and the Rambam, that if a person then is the Shina after the Parashah Yishayna and he doesn't say anything after that, not like the Rabbi Yehuda the Rosh said that it's talking about where he said the rest of it misnamnam. He wants to be Yudaik and the Rambam, that if you said just the Pasuk Rishon and you fell asleep and you didn't say anything after that, you're Yaitzah. He says after, but at the beginning, that's how Rav Shach wants to be Yudaik and the Rambam. And he says that the beer is because the whole Avada the Shema Yisrael is Be'etzim enough for to be Mekabal Malchus Shemayim and to be Yetzim Mitzvah Kriyishma. But only because, the reason why I have to be Mamshech is because if you're being Mekabal Malchus Shemayim, you have to be Mazur. What are you being Mekabal? You're being Mekabal Avas Hashem and Mitzvah. You have to be Mazur what you're being Mekabal. And if not, it's a Chesaron in the Kabbalah. But if a person is Nenas and that's why he didn't fear eyes, so there's no time on him. Why were you not Mazur what you're being Mekabal Malchus Shemayim on? So there's a Shach. If a person will be Nenas, he's going to be Yetzer with saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad by itself. If he's Nenas Bishin after that, because in other words, the grace of the not saying the Vahavta and Vahayim Shemaya makes that it's a filth in your Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim that he said at the beginning. But that's only if a person could say it and he didn't say it, then it's a chesaron in the Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim that he said. But if he was Nenas, so there's no time on him, why weren't you Mazur? Then he's already Yetzer with the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad also. That is Mazur Rav Shach. But my sir,
the parshas are masked each other, or they're not masked each other?
They're not masked. He's saying that the etzim you could be yotze, if not for
the. Just the second parshah has some kind of mitzvah.
According to the if you say just the second parasha, if you hold like the prechadus that they're both deraisa, then the chayyeh you could be yaitzah with one without the other.
But
the
shafta doesn't make any sense.
Right. If the whole purpose of the parasha is just to be mad with the kabbalah from Avraham that you have them,
which would be good in the Rambam because the Rambam only lists one mitzvah.
Right. Well, we find for that kasha also that the Rambam should, the minyan mitzvah should have been made in two mitzvahs. It's all one mitzvah and it's just a hamshach. Then, but Mice is numbered from Bishachla of Kumecha, so, I mean, Bishachla is saying this is also part of the, each Bishachla of Kumecha is telling you this is also part of the Kabbalah Sol Mazur Shemayim. It's not a separate Chiyu.
Well, but the
concept Shachar
only needs the Bishachla of Shemayim
Yisrael, right? Right. Well, the Torah is telling you that you need to have it, because if you don't have it, you're going to be missing in your Shemayim Yisrael. You need it. If you're saying it and you're not Menas, then you've got to say more also. Menatayr, you have to say more. But if you don't say more, then if you were nanas, then you don't have to say more because it's enough. In other words, the mitzvah derech is going to be that b'shalcha of komech of the teres megala that you need to say this also in order to be mashim b'kabal zol mazur shemayim. Right?
So the point of chat is that you're saying that the etzem is one mitzvah after that kashas is one mitzvah.
Right.
And all three parashas are derech. You want to stick with that chat.
Yeah. But it's a hashlama. It's a hashlama in the first parasha. Menatayr, and the rest of the parashas are mashed in the first parasha. But if you're nanas, then you don't need it.
What's that mean?
If you're nanas, because the hashlama is because you have to be mazur what you're being mekabel when you're being called mazur.
You have to be mazur?
Yes. Because the hezber is not the chelik of the chiv. The hezber is because on them, it's a felt in your whole kabbalah meikar. In other words, you don't need that as far as that's in the shema itself, it's enough as a mitzvah. But if you're not going to be mazur what you're being mekabel, then your whole shema is felt in your kabbalah.
No.
So if you're nanas and you didn't say it, so then it's a felt. The whole this as the felt is if you could be mazur what you're doing, what you're being mekabel, you come to pledge allegiance to the melech and you come to say you're the melech. And there's an oisur how to pledge the allegiance. So if you didn't fear ois, then you then felt in your whole kabbalah of the malchus. But if the person was nanas, he didn't fear ois, but the ma'aseh meikar he was mekabel the melucha of the melech, then avada that would be enough.
So this is the oinus, the kiyum ba'oinus is not the same dagger as the kiyum. If you do all three,
it's
not the same level.
You've mekayim the mitzvah derech, the way both are fine, because you're mekabel malchus shemayim. Just a person who could and doesn't fear ois, so then tefelt in his kabbalah. The guy who was nenas is not missing anything in his kabbalah. He made a kabbalah. There's no kasha on him. Why were you not? Why didn't you fear ois? Because the reason why I didn't is I was nenas. So maybe my kabbalah was a kabbalah. You only need a fear ois if you can. It's only a taina on you if you could fear it.
So how do you understand that? The ma'aseh did he or he didn't he?
Did he or not? Did he not what?
Did he fear ois or he didn't?
He was holding it.
So then the ma'aseh, he didn't.
But you don't need to. The whole fearing ois is only a taina. Someone that could and doesn't, that means that you weren't mekabel the olmach shemayim properly. So mele, but if there was no taina on you, why didn't you fear ois? I mean, it could be your kabbalah olmach shemayim was good.
He just wants to
tell
you you could read the Rambam literally, the
Mabu Kairi,
that
called it
the
Rambam. Yeah. Right, he said the Rambam is Vuduik. He looked like the Pichodot, that the
Pashas Rambam
is
mastered,
that the
Pashas
are the
Raisa. Even though there's easy ways to take care of that, the same way the
Shagat. Right. So he's saying
but the Pashas. Let's read it for the Pashas. That's what he's gaining.
Right.
The Pashas is also gaining that it's only one mitzvah.
Right, so may I find for the Shagat Sayyid Kash also.
What are you up
to with the Shagat Sayyid? No, just to add to my bonus, why it's missing. And also, why the Shagat Sayyid says, if you're Kerr Lahagiyah, you're also Yetzer. Right? What kind of Kabbalah? You're being Mazu, you're Kabbalah Zaman Shaman when you're being Kerr Lahagiyah. You're not even thinking about the Mitzvah Bechal, you're not even thinking about what you're saying. You're being Kerr Lahagiyah. Right? You haven't been like Misasah. How could that, whatever Eishir Rav Shach wants to have from saying the second parasha, how do you have that when you're Kerol Lagia? How is that a Hashlom to the Kabbalah Sol Mazur Shemayim when your head is somewhere totally in a total different place? So I'm not sure. No, but Kapanim, we have Lefaneinu three Shitas Rishonim. We have the Rebbe Rishonim that the Pasuk Rishon is Deraisa. We have the Rabbeinu Yoina that the parasha Rishon is Deraisa. We have the Piskei Rid that Beit parashas are Deraisa. And then we have a three way Machlekes Achronim. How do we the Rambam which one of these three Shitas the Rambam holds? That's it. Now the Shagasai says that he has a raya to the Shitas of Rabbeinu. The Shagasai has a whole Arichas and he comes out Lahalacha that the whole parasha Rishon is Deraisa. Not just the Pasuk Rishon and not Beit parashas. All the parasha Rishon is Deraisa like the Shita of Rabbeinu Yoina. And he says, I have a Mefurshi Gemara like me. The Gemara says, on Daf Yudalid, that if a person, the Mishnah says over there that on Daf Yudgimel, that the certain zman where a person is allowed to be masked in the middle of Kriyas Shema, Pnei HaKavod, Pnei HaYir, when a person is allowed to be masked. So the Gemara answers Shaila over there, Bo minei achi tonu de berebchiyah mi rebchiyah, behalu megillah mahu sheyafsik. And Halal Megillah, could you be masked in the middle of Halal Megillah also? What's the Shaila? Kaloi ma, l'shila sholom yipnei ha-kavid v'ha-yir, k'der shema psikin l'kriyishma. Just like you can see the masked in the Kriyishma, could you be masked by Halal and Megillah? And the Gemara says, Amin and Kal v'chayim, ma'adach Kriyishma, the Raisa yimasek, koshke in Halal and Megillah, you could be masked. Or you don't appear so many Nisa Namish, and you can't be masked. So the Gemara is declaring that just like I could be masked like Kriyishma, the Raisa, koshke I could be masked in Halal and Megillah. Zogdei Shaka say, where am I allowed to be masked in Kriyishma on the Pnei HaKavod and the Pnei HaYira? He says in the Furash Allah, that the Beis brings, that in the Pasuk Rishon, the presence of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lagein Hashem Archod, you're not allowed to be masked in Bechlal. You're not allowed to be masked in Shema Yisrael Hashem Archod. Even for, so the whole din in the Mishnah, you're allowed to be masked, is only in the Parashah of Yo'avta. And the Gemara is saying that Madoch, Kriyishma Dei Raisa, I could be masked, Koshkin Hao and Megillah, Rabban, I could be masked. Now you see the Gemara is calling clearly the Parashah of Yo'avta, Mitzvah Dei Raisa. Right? The Gemara is saying Madoch, the Kriyishma, which is Deraisa, we're allowed to be mafsik. Where is that? We're allowed to be mafsik Deraisa in the parasha of the Ohavto, and not in the parasha of Shema. So the Mela, Drakta Shaka said, the Gemara Mefureshes, that at least the parasha Rishona is also Deraisa, not only the Pasuk Rishon. Now, the in the Haris on the Resag, the Yerucham Fishel Perla, he wants to say, Bimatcha, maybe the Gemara means Kriyishma, that's Ikri Deraisa. The Gemara says Kriyishma Deraisa doesn't mean that this parasha of the Hafta Deraisa, I mean that it's Ikra Deraisa. And he says that the Esam Halacha, the Shagasari says that this is not going to be Masa.
Halal Megillah is not Ikra Deraisa?
Ikra Deraisa. So it's not. That's it. Now, Megillah for sure not. And Halal could be sometimes that it's Ikra Deraisa for Halal. Not sure. Lamaisa, the Esam Halacha, when a person says Shema, he's not allowed to be Masa. But he says, you're counting on him unless it's the Koch Nefesh. The whole din of answering the Pnei HaKovin and the Pnei HaYira is only after the first parasha. The parasha Rishonim, that you can't be masik. So the Shagasari says that it's a svara, the madoch in Shemana Esrei. You're not allowed to be masik even for a melech who comes to you, unless it's pekuach nefesh, you're not allowed to be masik. Koshkin Krishma, you can't be masik. Now the etzem halacha that you can't be masik in the parasha Rishonim comes from the Yerushalmi that the Beis Yosef quotes. Now Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perlov over there writes that in the Yerushalmi of the Foneinu that it doesn't exist, no such Yerushalmi. And the steam of Sarishainim is mashma that the din of being Shoyal and Meshav with Ne'akov Ne'ayira applies even in the Pasuk Parishim. Not like the Beis Yosef in Zala. So Medla, he's hesitant and he writes that it's fair to be Masa, all the Shivas Rishainim that hold only the Pasuk Parishim is Deraisa. Because of the Shagasari is Raya from this Gemara, because the Shagasari is naming on that the Gemara can't be talking about the Pasuk Parishim. Because the Pasuk Parishim is allowed to be Masik, when Be'etim, the Yerushalmi Lefanim is mashma that you could be Masik even in the Pasuk Parishim. And he says on the Svara that the Shagasari says that Madach you can't be masked b'Shmona Esrei, Koshkin you can't be masked in the Pasuk Rishon of Kriyishma, he says, no, Pasuk, we know that Shmona Esrei has a din that a person has to fear that they can Oymid Lefnei HaMelech. There's a whole different dargah of Shmona Esrei when you say Shmona Esrei. Kriyishma doesn't have that din of Oymid Lefnei HaMelech. So in Leila, it's not Musach and Svara either, like he said. But Kuponim, that's how he's Madach the Raya of the Shagasari. But the Emma says that we have it under Dichur already earlier, Dichur in the Kiryas Sefer. The Kiryas Sefer says a chiddush. He says that this that Krishma is Deiraisa, he says it's similar to the Mitzvah Talmud Torah. He says, just like a Mitzvah Talmud Torah, when a person says, Shema Bebekah, Yisrael Yemim Balai, the person's Kaveh, Yitim Latayah in the morning and at night, he's Yaitzah Mitzvah Limurat Torah. But if a person learns more than the morning and the night, learns it the whole afternoon, whole day, he's Yaitzah every minute in Mitzvah Deiraisa. Every minute that he learns, Yaitzah Mitzvah Deiraisa. Zog the Kiryas Sefer that Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekein Hashem Lechad Yeyetzah Mitzvah Kriyishma like Rabbeinu HaKadosh Yeyetzah Mitzvah Kriyishma Deraisa. But whatever your Mamshach in the Kriyishma, if you say the Ahavti, you say the Shema also, that's also Nechshav a Mitzvah Deraisa. Arayel is a Zog the Kiryas Sefer from the Shagasari's Gemara. The Gemara is making Kal V'chayim that Kriyishma is Deraisa. That you could be Madach Krishma, which is their answer, you could be Mafsik with Nea Kovin with Nea Yira. Kol Shkin Halal. Fact that the Shagasai is Kasha. L'chair, I can't be Mafsik. What's their answer? L'chair, only the Pasuk Rishon is their answer. And in that Pasuk, I can't be Mafsik. Elamai, let me see you say where you say that once I start, if you continue saying V'Havni, you continue saying V'Yim Shemaya, you're going to be Mekai Mitzvah their answer with V'Havni and V'Yim Shemaya also. So you're not only Yaitse Hagan, you finish the Mitzvah, you're done, you're Yaitse the Mitzvah after you say Shema, but if you continue saying the Hafta, Hayim Shema also, you're right, you're going to be Yaitse the Mitzvah also. And the Gemara is Kabbalah Chayrua, the Madach Krishma, which there's a Kiyum Dei Raisa, when you're laying the Parash of Yahafta, you can be Mastik, Kol Shekein, Hala. They state in Kiyah. So if you're that also, which suck up the Raya of the Shagasari. Now, I just want to bring one more Raya, one more Nakuda, The Pichodesh has 10 rayas from Gemaras that both parashas are deraisa. Inside the parasha of Yohaf, inside the parasha of Yishmael are all deraisa. So one of his rayas that he brings, he says that the Gemara says that the Gemara asks why we were makdim parashas Vayim Shemaya to the parasha of Tzitzis. Yeah, the Gemara says why do we have the Seyde Agbim? So he says in Isid the parashas Vayim Shemaya Einim in Atayra. Then Lomaisa, we should be makdim, even though the Gemara says far as to be makdim one before the other. But parashas Tzitzis is zichud deraisa because the Mekayim is Tzitzis. So the Pichadash, if Vayim Shemaya is only the Rabbanan, then we should be makdim the parashah of Tzitzis before the parashah of Vayim Shemaya. We should be makdim the mitzvah deraisa before the mitzvah deraban. As they think the Pichadash Arai. So Shagatari says that it's not Arai, and he says because we had last week that there's a machlekes amiram b'chalak whether Kriyat Shema is deraisa deraban and Shmuel holds Kriyat Shema is deraban. So the Chayyur, like Shmuel, we should say the parashah of Tzitzis even before that, before everything else, because that's the only thing that's deraisa. He says, Elomai, Zokte Shagasai, that when it comes this, that the Pichodesh Namzon, when you have the mitzvah deraisa, mitzvah deraban, and the mitzvah deraisa comes first, is not true. And he proves it. He says, we say, Lagabi Kiddush, we say Kiddush on Shabbos is a mitzvah, the Bimakadosh on Shabbos is a mitzvah deraisa, and the Birchas Hayayim is only a bracha deraban, and the Maestro, we're first makdim the mitzvah the bracha deraban before the bracha deraisa. So you see that there's no Seyde Kedima, Zog the Shagasai, you see that there's no Seyde Kedima for the Raisa de Rabban. Well, there's a lot of other Raisa, but we don't have time to go into all of them. I just want to come out the Halacha. If a person is not sure, it comes out that we have a three-way Machlekes Rishayim, and there's really a three-way Machlekes Achreinu in how we pass in the Maisa. Yeah, many Rishayim hold the positive Rishayim de Raisa, the Mogen Avram, in Simon Samach Zayin, brings the Shidus Arasa, that only the positive Rishayim is de Raisa. Then we had the Shagasai, we learned the Kabbeinu Yerim, that both the Pasuk Rishon and the Parash Rishon are deraisa. And then we have the Prichadosh who learns the Ikka that both Parashas are deraisa. So we have three Shidus Rishonim and three Shidus Achonim how to be naked Allah for the Maisah. So Mishabura says that whenever you have a Shiloh, what to do, you should lay in all the Parashas so that you shouldn't have Sekas. So if a person's afraid that Man Kriya Shema is going to go by, you should say in the first Shema that he's saying before Kabbalah or at home, wherever you want to be Yetzah Shema, you should say everything in order that you should be Yetzah Allah Shitas. But what's going to be the Allah if a person said Kriya Shema and he doesn't remember if he said more than just the Pasuk Rishon? Comes home after davening, he said Shema, and then a Pesachvesa, Mesholach, he got distracted. He doesn't remember whether he said the rest of Shema. Yeah, not such a Shechidik case. But what's it in? Or maybe another Nafkamina could be that we pass him that the Mitzvah Dereis is Mitzvah Tzichus Kavonah. So how many parashas need Kavonah? So for that, right, we said the Katchila to say all of them the Kavonah because we have the Shidus of the Pichadosh. But if a guy is a Savik, if he said after the Pasuk Rishon, L'chair that the Shiloh is a Savik Dereis, a Savik Dereis. So Mishabur brings the Shem the Mogen Avram, the prisoner has a Savik after the Pasuk Rishon, parashas he doesn't have to say. It's totally in the Shidus Rishonim, what's deraisa and what's not. So you have to know, but the Mishmur says Lamaisa that he should say over all the parashas. Again, he brings a nusach of Derashba, that Derashba said that that's how they were, the Hochi Tiknu. That's the Lashon of the Mishmur. The Rambam says, I don't know what the Mishmur means, Hochi Tiknu. Lamaisa, this Lashon of Hochi Tiknu is brought really in the Rabbeinu Yayin of Alagabi, a case where a person started saying Shema, and he's in the middle of Shema, he's not sure where he's holding. He's not sure what he's saying. A lot of times the person says Uchsavtom, and he's not sure if he's up to the Uchsavtom of the Parash Rishayna or Uchsavtom of the Parash Shneir. So the dinner he has to say over again from the beginning. Before, when you have a Savik, you have to do again. So before, even though he already said the Pasuk Rishon, he still has to go back to Uchsavtom of the Parash Rishayna. We don't say that it's a Savik Derban. But Ben Yehuda says that if the Balti is being Isik in Shema, then he has to say over the whole Shema again. And the Mishaburu over there, it says that's that the reason why you have to say again from the beginning is because you're being Oisik in Shema. You have to say the whole thing over again, which is Mashma, that if a person is not being Oisik in Shema and he has a Savik, then he shouldn't have to say it again. The Maestro Mishaburu over here in Simon Samar Zayin says that if you have a Savik, you should say it over again, and the Svara, I'm not sure why.